It's 7:39, fast approaching 7:40 at 55 KRCD Talk Station. Hope you're having a decent Friday Eve. Brian Thomas right here. Been looking forward to this, of course. I always look forward to talking to Congressman Steve Chabot, and welcome back for the first time in 2021. Happy New Year, and good timing on this one, given the events of yesterday. Congressman Chabot.
Thank you, Brian. It's good to be with you all, and look forward to talking with you and folks that are listening out there.
Well, let's jump right into the impeachment vote yesterday. Of course, Donald Trump impeached twice. I don't know. Well, yeah, we'll let you decide where this is going to go. But it was, and we heard some sound bites at the top of the hour news. You, like me, and I think most everybody who's trying to look at this rationally and logically, it would seem like a railroad job. There was no hearing. There was no evidence presented. And I have been complaining for, well, since this all unfolded last Wednesday, that, you know, in spite of the fact everybody wants to blame Donald Trump for a riot, his words did not incite people to violence. His words are protected by the First Amendment. He didn't lose his First Amendment when he was elected president. And even if he was wrong or even delusional on the outcome of the election, just because he utters delusional thoughts and comments doesn't make him guilty of a crime. There has to be a high crime or misdemeanor to justify impeachment. Congressman Chabot, what was it?
Yeah, that's exactly my view. Brian, that's the way I spoke, the way I spoke, and the way I voted as well. You know, the constitutional law expert, Professor Jonathan Turley, called this a snap impeachment, and that's exactly what it was. This came up, I mean, this happened a week ago, and obviously the what took place at the Capitol was inexcusable, lawlessness, violence, never acceptable. You know, that mayhem that took place at the Capitol, we need to condemn it. We have. The president condemned it. Just as I would add that we need to condemn the violence which took place in cities all across America over the summer, the burning, the rioting, the looting in Minneapolis and Seattle and New York and Washington, attacks on police officers, so-called autonomous zones, the arson at federal courthouses. That violence needs to be condemned as well. And the Democrats and the left were very quiet about that. They've condemned what happened at the Capitol, and we should condemn that. We've condemned both sides. They've condemned one side. And the president's remarks, and I looked at it, I was in my office across the street from the Capitol as most of this unfolded that day, as most of us were, because they had limited the number of people on the floor at that time. So there weren't that many members on the floor where most of us were in our offices. But when we saw this, I didn't have a chance to see much, if anything, of what the president had said. But I looked at the complete video in preparing for this impeachment to see, did the president say something impeachable? And as usual in his speeches, you know, I've seen many of them. He's almost always over the top in different respects in what he says. But he said to march down there peacefully. That's what he said.
Yeah.
He did not incite, certainly not incitement of insurrection as they charged him in this impeachment. I mean, basically what they're doing is, you know, kicking a guy on his way out the door.
And
they poured gasoline, you know, on the fire, and they should be toning down. We ought to be toning down the political rhetoric and not elevating it, and they're elevating it, and they're going to put people even further in the corners, doing just the opposite of what we ought to be doing.
All right. Much in the same way, I was screaming at the television set as the events unfolded last Wednesday, this is terrible. The optics are terrible. This is not going to benefit a conservative, Republican, you know, even libertarian from my perspective, ideology at all. This is going to look bad. Same thing kind of applies to this insofar as the perception of many people these out here in America that how they're treating Donald Trump. Is Pelosi, in moving forward this, was she just hoping to appease the hard leftist, or does she hope to accomplish something? Because the way, I mean, I say that in advance of my comment that Joe Biden was sold to us as the best option, the moderate guy, the regular Joe who's happy to reach across the aisle. He's already tried to appeal for a better sense in America and to tone things down. This doesn't do anything to further Joe Biden's cause, does it?
No, it doesn't. You're absolutely right. I'm going to be at the inauguration next week. I've been to every inauguration since I've been in Congress. The only one I missed was Barack Obama's first one because I had lost back in 08, so I wasn't a member of Congress when he was inaugurated, but I was there for a second one. I think it's our responsibility, our duty to support the President of the United States, work with him of either party when we can, Even if you didn't vote for him, and I didn't vote for Joe Biden, but we'll work now. The left, and if you look who's in charge now, and that's the unfortunate thing about what happened in Georgia, they're in complete control, you know, the presidency, the House, and the Senate. So I'm not going to like their policies, but I do think we ought to be working together. And you're absolutely right, Brian. Pelosi's actions, particularly in the impeachment yesterday, aren't going to help the president to work with Congress to get good things done for the country. It's going to do just the opposite. As I said, they're kicking the guy on the way out the door. And also, they were trying to impeach him the very first day he entered office. Yeah. And now they've impeached him when he's literally on the way, almost on his last day in the office, too. It's just wrong.
And even if they were able to hurry up and get a conviction before the end of his presidency, I mean, the only thing they gain from that is, well, he can't run for office anymore, and they take his benefits away, which is kind of insulting considering he never took a paycheck while he was president, Congressman Shabbat.
Yeah, but very, very good point.
It
very
seems
good point,
petty. Ron. So anyway, hold on, Congressman Shabbat. I'm going to ask you about the next phase on this, if there even will be one, but also get your reaction to the cancel culture that's going on out there, at least insofar as anybody related to Trump. More with Congressman Steve Shabbat after I mentioned my favorite folks. It's 7:49 right now, 55 KRCD Talk Station. Hope you're having a wonderful Friday Eve. Brian Thomas here with Congressman Steve Shabbat, of course, going through the events of yesterday. So the impeachment passed. I guess 10 Republicans jumped ship to vote for impeachment. No thoughtful analysis given into whether there was a high crime or misdemeanor. We've been through that. Now, my understanding is that Mitch McConnell's not going to take this up, that they're not going to bring the Senate back. They need 100%. Approval from the senators to bring the Senate back to start a hearing on this. So it starts after Joe Biden is sworn in. Donald Trump's out of office at that point. Article 2, Section 4 of the Constitution said impeachment is removal from office on impeachment. And then you have Article 1, Section 3, which says judgment in case of impeachment shall not extend further than removal from office and disqualification to hold and enjoy office of honor, et cetera. So if he's out of office and the only remedy for an impeachment conviction is removal from office, Donald Trump has a good argument that you can't convict him after he's out of office. He can file a legal challenge to that.
Yeah, I agree with that. It seems absurd for them to haul him back again after he's already out of office. Although they may do it. I don't think that's going to happen, although they could. And you mentioned, Brian, and I was flipping around on some of the news just to see how people were covering. You mentioned the 10 Republicans who voted for the impeachment, and they voted the way that I assumed that they thought was the right thing. I'm not going to criticize them for doing what they did, just I would hope they wouldn't criticize me. But they were CNN, for example, and MSNBC, they were quoting these folks and talking about why they voted that way. But I want to mention one Democrat, Joe Manchin, who said about the impeachment, he said that this was an ill-advised political ploy. So that's a Democrat. And since they're quoting some Republicans who voted to impeach, I wanted to quote a Democrat who said we ought not to be doing this thing. I hope Joe Manchin sticks to that when they're deciding things like whether they're going to get rid of the filibuster over there, so that they can push through a really left-wing radical agenda like, you know, Puerto Rico and D.C. becoming states and packing the Supreme Court and all the Green New Deal, all that stuff that they could do if they can do it with just the 50-50 vote with Harris, basically calling the shots over there, because when you're divided evenly like that, the vice president's going to make the decision because she's president of the Senate. I hope that Manchin doesn't go along with that.
Well, they have to be lockstep together on every one of these. I keep referring to the socialist policies. I mean, I just can't imagine within the Democrats in the Senate that there are, that there's not just at least 10, I'll pick a number, it doesn't matter, a handful even, of folks who could in no way, shape, or form vote for an economy breaking something like the Green New Deal or whatever they decide to bring up. Universal basic income is a concept that's been brought up. Just anything like that. It's unbelievably costly. We've already blown through more money than we ever could hope to print. The U.S. budget deficit now is another banner record, up 60.7% in the first 3 months. That they couldn't vote for things like that.
Yeah, I hope they don't, but that is the worst case scenario. And the left has been extremely effective And they're coming after everybody. They're coming
after
media folks, politicians. They're coming against the business community. You name it. They're coming after all of us.
Well, and it's ultimately until their ox is getting gored, that is exactly what's going to happen. I'm glad you mentioned that because locally, P&G and Kroger, Cintas, and others at least thinking about or already joined the bandwagon about cutting off political contributions. Some are only, and I don't know how this impacts you personally. I think some money flowed from these entities to your campaign. They've just suspended to any politicians, it appears, locally. But on a national level, a lot of companies are just coming out against folks that voted to not certify the election results, going after Trump supporters, generally speaking. Maybe you saw the Forbes op-ed piece telling every business in America they have no business hiring anybody who worked for the Trump administration. This is awful, Congressman Shabbat. How are we going to be impacted going forward?
Yeah, it absolutely is awful. The left is trying to put total pressure on everybody. They're trying to knock people off the internet so that there is one point of view, and that's the left. Conservatives won't even have an opportunity. They're leaning on the business community as well. I hate to see that happen. However, contributions really, that doesn't affect me. Whichever way people contribute, they have every right to do that. I'm not going to start now to worry too much about that. But I just hate to see, because I know what the left stands for, and it's not good for this country. Higher taxes, more spending, a huge debt, open borders, this crazy Green New Deal. I mean, all this stuff that they want. Radical, climate change policies that's going to kill American jobs. They think they're in total control, and what they would generally do is overstep, and hopefully the pendulum swings back in the other direction. There's going to be another election 2 years from now. But we really do need, as a country, to come together. And Brian, the one thing I think we ought to be looking at and ought to consider seriously is one of our, I think, greatest presidents, Abraham Lincoln. He faced a particularly divisive time in this nation, much as we do now, that was a lot more divisive then. They literally had a civil war going on, and brothers were killing brothers. And he famously said, that we should listen to the better angels of our nature. And I think that was very good advice then, and I think it still is. Unfortunately, of course, he was shortly after assassinated, and we ended up with Reconstruction policies and Jim Crow and just the opposite of what he had advised happened because he wasn't there. But I think we ought to follow his advice and work together, tone down the political rhetoric, and, it's a time for healing, I think.
Indeed, although it doesn't look that direction. I just saw that article about Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene, apparently is a new Georgia Republican, planning on filing day one after Biden's sworn in articles of impeachment against him for abuse of power. This tit for tat must end. Congressman Steve Shabbat, it's always great having you on the program. I hope your appeal for civility and appealing to our better angels is heeded by at least the majority of us.
Thank you. God bless you, Brian.
Take care. And again, Happy New Year, sir. We'll talk throughout the year. 7:56 right now. Moving over to state issues, we all were upset with Governor DeWine's exercise of extracurricular or extra constitutional power here when he shut down the primary. COVID, oh no! And that's from someone who got it in a pretty bad case of it. There's the law, and then there's the reality of COVID. You can't reconcile them often. Tom Brinkman is in an effort to figure out why the Ohio Supreme Court didn't stop the primary delay. Tom Brinkman will be on next. I hope he can stick around.